From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ben Singson. A day before Missouri's presidential primary, Joe Biden's wife Jill Biden was in Kansas City on a campaign stop this morning. She toured the Veterans Community Project and spoke to supporters at the IBEW local union headquarters. She told union members about how she met her husband, offering a more personal portrait of the former vice president. She also talked about issues like gun control, touting some of her husband's accomplishments.
He passed the Violence Against Women Act in a time when his Senate colleagues were saying to him, "Hey Joe, maybe this is just a, you know, private family matter."
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is also rallying supporters in Missouri today. He held a rally in St. Louis where he made the case that he is better positioned to excite the Democratic Party in November's general election. Firefighters found a person dead inside a house while they were responding to a fire in northeast Kansas City, Missouri. The fire happened Saturday night. Kansas City police say the death is being investigated as a fire fatality, not a homicide. Kansas City Fire Department Assistant Chief Jimmy Walker said the fire started in the home's basement and spread to the upper floors. The body was found on the second floor. The cause of the fire remained under investigation yesterday. The victim's name was not immediately released. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has told a St. Louis crowd the, quote, energy and excitement of his supporters make him the Democrat most likely to defeat President Donald Trump in November. Sanders spoke today to hundreds of supporters inside a downtown theater a day before voters in Missouri and five other states go to the polls. Michigan is seen as the big prize on Tuesday, but Sanders made it clear that a win in Missouri would help him regain momentum. Sanders also says a big turnout of young voters is important in helping him win the state.
Young people are concerned about racism, they're concerned about sexism, they're concerned about climate change. Many of our young people are struggling with high student debt, they can't afford health care. If we can have a large voter turnout tomorrow, I think we're going to do just fine.
Whichever candidate wins the Democratic primary faces long odds in Missouri in November. Trump defeated Hillary Clinton by nearly 20 percentage points 4 years ago. Missouri officials say a St. Louis area woman who recently traveled to Italy is the state's first confirmed coronavirus case. St. Louis County Executive Sam Page said Saturday the woman is in her 20s and is at home with her parents. He said she was returning home from Italy when she showed coronavirus symptoms. She was tested at Mercy Hospital St. Louis, and officials said they made sure she was kept away from other patients. Page said the woman and her parents have assured officials that they have not left their home other than to go to the hospital. I'm Ben Singson, KBIA News, Columbia.